Professor Peter Klusterman's course is all about getting inside kids' heads. After all, if you have to teach elementary students how to do math, you have to understand how they think about math.
Here we have an example of somebody who's going to need some help.
So, in front of a lecture hall of about 70 students, most barely a year away from being teachers themselves, Klusterman projects a video on the big screen. They see a fifth grader explaining to a researcher how she reads a fraction problem.
Change the denominator to one. Just one digit lower.
The college students all see it. This girl really doesn't understand fractions. So Klusterman asks the future teachers to talk it over. How could they help her?
She's thinking in pictures of the numbers. She's not thinking in the numerical value
of the numbers. She's just making things up.
Klusterman says the fifth grader learns about math in much the same way his college students learn about education theory. What's different is data. It's easy to find out later whether the fifth grader has mastered the skills. Not quite so for teacher preparation programs. Klusterman says he has a lot of anecdotal evidence, but fewer hard numbers about IU's graduates.
Everything we see indicates that our students do well. And we just don't have real good data. We don't have rating data on teachers.
Not yet anyway, but Indiana's new teacher evaluation mandate will create a wealth of new data, and some of Indiana's teachers' colleges want to see all of their graduates' ratings. State lawmakers want to use that data too, not only to inform teacher prep programs, but potentially to grade them. The Senate passed a bill earlier this session calling for a rating system for every teacher preparation program in the state. One of the benchmarks, 70% of a program's graduates would have had to receive an effective or highly effective score on their teacher evaluation within 3 years of graduation. Republican State Senator Jim Banks authored the proposal.
It's my belief that we probably have some schools of education or colleges that are good and some that aren't as good.
Undergirding that belief, Indiana House Education Committee Chair Bob Boehning suspects some ed schools focus too much on teaching students how to teach and too little on the content they're teaching.
I believe you need to have both to be able to be successful today in a classroom, but you have to have heavier weighting on content knowledge. And I think different schools of education do it differently.
Those who lead Indiana's ed schools say that critique isn't fair. Brad Balch is the dean of Indiana State University's College of Education. He says Indiana's teacher prep programs want to work with the legislature to make sure any data they do get is actually helpful.
The pressure or the strain from institutions will be, let's develop a robust system that really shares good data and informs every program on each campus. In that way, I do believe it's a win-win.
Making sense of the data might be tricky, though. After all, a teacher rated effective in one district might be rated improvement necessary elsewhere. Until there's a way to interpret the data, IU School of Education Dean Gerardo Gonzalez says the state should simply release the numbers and let them speak for themselves.
We all in education, certainly we here at IU, think accountability is a good thing. And we ought to do it, but we ought to do it right.
House lawmakers seem to be siding with Gonzalez for now, amending the bill to convene a summer study committee on the issue. But lawmakers say they hope to leave the door open, not only to rating schools of education in the future, but to also adopting consequences for programs whose graduates don't perform in the classroom. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.